She doesn't like when I do that.
I'm not a
no
nigger.
Goddess. Okay? Because our Instagram page says Mary Jane's.
You should go look at it.
High and BK podcast.
Maybe I haven't seen it in a while.
Oh, well, maybe you need to alert me when you update
I don't
things.
Need to alert you
change.
Of shit. Maybe well, you should nigga, be following
how the fuck
and having on your
do
post notification.
What we supposed to
it's
do?
It's our page.
Do I have access to our page?
She's been had access, guys. I'm not going through this.
Anyway. Okay, it's two Mary Janes, High and BK podcast. We are here for you. We are here for you. We are here for you. We are here
I'm
to bring
here for you.
Your ganja needs, your cannabis needs, okay. Your CBD oil needs in regards to information, guys, not in regards to purchasing. We don't do that here. But we can direct you on the right path. We can direct you there, guys. We could do it for you. Two Mary Janes, High and BK podcast. I am Steph Keisha here, and I'm here with my beautiful co-host,
Keisha. Hey guys.
So we got two motherfuckers with the name.
No, Keisha. I've been Keisha.
But I'm Steph Keisha.
Just no, before you were Stephanie.
What does chain say?
I don't give a fuck what
does chain say?
Before,
what does
your
chain
name
say?
Was something else.
It's a Steph
now
Keisha.
Now you want to try to use a name
Steph
that
Keisha.
Is similar to mine and then try to get me to change mine because you decided to change yours. I don't think so.
My name is Steph Keisha, guys.
Good for you. And, my
and
name
I'm
is
here
Keisha.
With my beautiful co-host, Keisha. She's beautiful with a stink-ass attitude. You know how them beautiful...
What sometimes
those beautiful goddesses.
But we're not gonna talk about attitudes.
But
though.
We're just gonna say goddess today.
I'll tell you one thing. If we're talking about attitudes,
I don't even have one because I am just a loving and kind individual who is here.
Says the girl who
life.
Had us fighting on the train. Whatever. Continue.
She's never ever gonna let this go.
No,
guys.
I'm not.
So
because I never had us fighting on the train.
Just talk about it
so,
now.
So if we're gonna talk about who has attitudes and who does what?
She thought
let's
I
get
was
the
supposed
facts
to
right.
Just let somebody knock me in the top of my head and
she,
not do nothing about it.
Did not knock
yes, she did.
Anyways, to focus.
Yes, she did. She knocked
hi, guys.
Me.
Hi, guys.
Great
we,
day, dear
we're
people.
Starting with. Come on.
Great day.
Come on.
So, you know, we're here for you guys, and we talk about
can you
all
stop
things.
Telling them they're we're here
you
for
know,
them.
I need them to understand we are here for
okay,
you.
Okay, they
whatever
know.
Whatever you need,
next.
Whatever you want. We are here to
no,
discuss.
No, not whatever,
whatever
they need and
yes,
whatever they want.
Whatever
that's a lie.
Well,
that's
Keisha
a lie.
Says, whatever you need, whatever
okay,
you want.
Okay, well, she going to discuss what
outside
you want.
Of anything that's monetary. So only advice.
No, she has to, now she got stipulations.
Disclaimer. No money over here.
So,
you know, we always start our podcast because it is two Mary Janes. Mary Janes, guys. Hi, guys. In BK, because that's where we be at. Podcast, you guys get it. So we got to start off with the strain of the week. Strain of the week. We're here today to do the strain of the week. Yes, Keisha? Yes?
I can't get to it.
Anyway, this week what I partook in, what I enjoyed. If you guys don't know, I'm an indica lover. I like to be high, mentally, physically, and emotionally. That way,
that's
I can
a good one.
Get through this hellhole of an earth experience. We start off today with Platinum Purple Kush. This is what I had. I had you smoke that the other day when you were feeling pain, remember?
Yes.
And then I was like, you gotta smoke this and then you'll be okay. Were
yes.
you okay?
I was okay.
Did you enjoy it? Well,
really
enjoy it in terms
it.
Of, like, it brings the pain down a bit?
It did.
All
it
right.
It actually helped.
Oh, so Platinum Purple Kush is an indica strain. It's a nighttime cannabis strain. It's great for use if you suffer from insomnia, stress, lack of appetite, because you know how sometimes you get those good-ass munchies. pain, muscle spasms, it helps you have deep muscle relaxation. It has been said it produces an almost sativa-like euphoria, meaning, you know, sativa doesn't give you a body high. You're still able to function. So I guess it's more like a mind high, but you can function and think. I don't like sativa very much because I don't feel like slumped, and that's just what I prefer. You may still find yourself stuck, though, with Platinum Purple Kush. It has a strong, musky grape aroma. The negatives of this strain is you have dry mouth, dry eyes, you can become dizzy, paranoid, or anxious. Now, I want you to know, the only thing I experienced out of my week-long intake of Platinum Purple Kush was the dry mouth and the dry eyes. And the mouth is like really dry, like really, really dry. Like I was drinking loads and loads and loads of water, but that high was oh so worth it. My next strain of the week is called 3x Crazy, also known as Optimus Prime. It's a three-way cross between OG Kush, Bubba Kush, and Granddaddy Purple, which you know mine is mixed with. It has an aroma of sweet grape, spicy pepper, and it has an earthy smell. It's soothing and has a full body effect. Of course, you know this is an indica strain because Steph Keisha loves indica. It has a soothing full body effect. It assists with pain, spasms, tension, insomnia. I go through a bit of pain. I have lower back pain. I go through a bit of tension because I'm always worried about shit. I go through a bit of insomnia because I'm always thinking about shit. And I need to get through the motherfucking night and sleep so I can get up to go and war with the people the next day. So I gotta get these good ass strains to take right before bed. And 3x Crazy, also known as Optimum Prime, is one of them. However, this has also the downside of dry eyes and dry mouth. I hate the dry mouth part. The eyes don't bother me because I can get the artificial tears. It doesn't matter the amount of water I drink. My mouth is still continuously dry, but that high is also worth it. So if you're looking for something that has a full body effect, you're not able to move, you're just there. Give me your strain of the week, boo. That strain.
You're so good at this. Okay. Mine is called Mimosa. It's a hybrid. Ooh. A sativa dominant hybrid strain that truly packs a punch. Mimosa is a brand new up and coming creation from Symbiotic Genetics, which has begun spreading like wildfire among the marijuana community for its vibrant, frosty appearance, fruity yet zesty aroma, and incredibly energizing, uplifting effects. I wish y'all could see this girl. She is just, excuse me. This cannabis type is truly lovely, glistening and glimmering when placed in both sunshine and artificial light. Oh, God. Ooh. Shut up! And ready to be smoked by whoever is desiring to try it.
A mimosa with a mimosa. We gotta try that.
That was cute.
Yes, a mimosa with a mimosa.
Okay, that's the name of the episode. Woo! With an average THC content of around 19 to 22%, a little goes a long way with mimosa. For those who are complete novices, they may want to start out small and ease their way into a larger dose of this potent herb. But for connoisseurs, this strain is a piece of cake. The taste of the flower is no doubt part of what takes it so charming, with a sweet initial flavor that is amplified with the scrumptious notes of zesty orange.
Ooh!
That is my strain of the week. We are going to move on.
Moving on. However, guys, if you have any questions about any strains you've encountered that you don't know much about but you quite enjoyed and you just want to know a little bit more information about, you're more than welcome to put it in the comments. Or send a message to us, go on our Instagram page, leave a comment, DM us. We answer it all. We are here for you. We are here for all those who need knowledge into cannabis. So, you know, again, this is a cannabis podcast. We will focus in the beginning on cannabis knowledge in terms of social media and the strains. I'm sorry, guys.
And other things. So
no, we will have other things as well, but I wanted to let you guys know that in the beginning.
Laws, 'cause you
It will, right. So we will have a weed law of the week. I'm going to start with my weed law of the week. So guys.
Can you keep this down to 2 to 3 minutes?
I can. I can attempt to. Republican Mitch McConnell. He's a Republican, guys. This bill was introduced by a Republican. He would like to legalize hemp and have it included in a new farm bill. It is to be voted on as early as next week. The bill would legalize hemp cultivation and could catapult the marijuana and cannabis and hemp craze that is going on as of right now. Oh my God, guys. You know, I'm stuck a little bit because we're having quite a good night. And this weed law is really, really extensive because...
Can you just get to the basics? She hates me right now.
Okay, so as of right now, the federal government forbids anyone from cultivating hemp. If this bill is allowed, it will remove industrial hemp from federal governments.
Doing it illegally?
Anybody who's growing it at this point on the federal standpoint, it's illegal. But the state law is... See, this is the crazy part. Federal laws still stand over state law. So even if your state legalized it, federal law indicates it's still a Schedule I drug, which is illegal. And you could be prosecuted for it despite the fact that your state says otherwise if the feds decided to come for you. This law would allow for us to grow it on a bigger platform in terms of using it for more usage, not only for consumption in terms of marijuana and smokage. Like there was a time where hemp was used widely for many things, including creating paper to write on. But in an illegal manner, unless this bill is passed, then it will help where we can now have industrial hemp production in the U.S., where it has been restricted to mostly research and pilot programs thus far. It would open it up to us where we would be able to cultivate it in a legal manner and use it in all manners. And the state would be able to dictate the rules in regards to it. And our agricultural program within the United States would be the ones in charge of it. That is my weed law of the week. It's due to go into being voted on next week. I apologize that it's jumbled. She made me... really get to it, and I didn't want to do it this way, but she really, really did. So if you have any question, guys, please leave a comment. You can go on our Instagram page, leave a comment or a DM. But that is my weed law of the week. This new farm bill where we can cultivate it, and the agricultural department will be in charge of it. Keisha, can I have the lighter? I don't know why the fuck you keep taking it.
There's another one in here. It's somewhere.
There's one in my purse.
Okay, now we're moving on, guys, to the Instagram page of the week. We'll also have, as we told you in the last episode, an Instagram page of the week for you to follow. It'll obviously be marijuana-based. And good pages, good quality pages. Oh, and not all the time. Only marijuana based. Sometimes there'll be other things that stick to health and green.
As we move along.
Good living. Yeah.
But because it's called Mary Jane.
Yeah.
We'll
give them all of that. Somehow it'll still tie into weed. All of the pages that we give you.
Healthy living in regards to cannabis usage or CBD oil usage.
All of the above. Everything. We can't box ourselves in. We can't.
No boxing, guys.
No boxes.
Think outside the box.
Okay, so mine, I'm giving you another event page for if you're in New York City, because we're obviously in New York City. This one is 420 Weed Events. There are obviously weed events in New York City. It's a block page, so you have to request to follow. But they accept most of the people, almost everybody that requests to get in. And it's just like the Pounds parties that we featured before, but they also give you other insights to other things, like, you know, what is it? What did they have at the other parties? The ones with edibles.
I don't know. The speaking Pounce party of, as we went to.
Yeah, the Pounce party is also having a pizza party, which I thought is really cool.
No, they had it already. Say, it was yesterday.
Yeah, but they'll have others.
Yes, definitely. So, they have one like twice a week.
Exactly. So, and it was $40, so that's pretty reasonable. And you got pizza, you got an edible. Like, it was a really good package that they were offering, so... this week's page, though, oh my God, if y'all see this bitch right now, this bitch has her shoe. That's what you get. That's exactly what you get. She picked up her boot that she just bought and put it all in my face and flexed her leg all in my face. I don't know what she thinks this is.
I'm sexy, bitch. I'm
okay,
sexy.
Well, put the shoes on and model them. I don't need them in my face. Right, I'm not your nigga.
Clearly, if you want me to model them, you are.
Well, no, bitch, I'm not. Model
she
the
said
shoes.
Model them.
So, yes, so I can tell you which outfit they need to go in and which ones is going to look good. I don't need no legs right. in my face.
Shit.
If y'all should really see her. Don't drink too much tomorrow because we don't need you falling all around the place.
Stephanie, and that's not
oh, God. Please don't be Stephanie. Yes. Look, oh, Jesus Christ. Please don't do that. 420 events, guys.
420
follow the page.
Pounce parties. That was last week.
It's a New York City community.
Instagram page of the week. One of them.
That was last week. We're talking about this week. What's your Instagram page of the week? As a matter of fact.
My Instagram week page of the week.
You already did your screen.
Is underscore. Too.
Stay baked. And what I love about them is they cater meals, infused meals, CBD infused meals.
Yes.
They start with a party of two, like they come to your house and they like bring or they cook for you there. It's $150. That's the total package.
Oh, that's not bad.
They have
at all.
Edibles. Not only do they sell them singular, this is a New York City based company.
Okay.
However, they ship as well.
Okay.
The edibles. They have a sample box for $25 where they send you a piece of everything that they sell
Ooh,
for you
nice.
To indulge in. They also sell infused liquor. They have shots at $16 a shot. And I know you guys are like, wow, $16 for a shot. Listen, this is infused liquor and it's called a tincture. Let me tell you, I've had it. And the first time I had it, I had one shot.
She couldn't move.
The second time I had three shots.
Oh, it was the three.
Oh my God, I was done. I had to sit for a minute.
Yes.
They deliver. Do you also have a pickup option where you where you pay for it and then they disclose the location to where you can pick up. You can also customize your orders. So again, this is on Instagram.
Mix and match.
Yes.
Nice. Okay.
Again, this is an Instagram page. It's underscore stay baked. Their website page is staybakedbakery.com. We will most definitely post it on the highlights on our stories. This is my Instagram page of the week. Mine will always be cannabis infused.
Well, mine will be a lot of different things mixed in together.
I will get there. Keisha?
Mm-hmm. No. You should see this fake smile. I you know, we're not recording. You don't
have to. It doesn't matter. I'm in character. And this is where the character goes.
Okay, I have a marijuana app of the week, you guys.
Yes.
Mine is called a Pot Snob.
Ooh.
It's a delightful furry app. Seems to be the clear winner with gorgeous photos of dank buds all laid out in a simple grid. Tap on any of the beautiful pictures and you'll get a full-on data dump all about the particular strain, complete with the typical THC percentage and a food pairing guide. You'll discover, for example, the banana diesel strains boast a 19.34% THC level and pair well with cinnamon buns. So basically the app, when you click on the different pictures, this is what I was using to get like some of the apps of the or the strains of the week when we were doing it before. Yeah, because it gives you like real easy information right on the spot. And then it does tell you like either drinks that you can pair it with or food you can pair it with. So it's helpful and educational all at the same time.
What you guys need? sometimes we just don't understand that weed is really a medicine. It's not yeah. really get high. Like, yeah. it can really help with certain ailments. As Keisha told
and me, it tastes I good too.
A strain to her, and she was in extreme pain. And it drinks pain. Good.
And it, yes, it
exactly.
Helped
that shit helped.
It helped her through and through.
I have an app of the week. I have actually two. The first one I want to talk about is Snoop Dogg's because he's really, really mm-hmm. like blossoming in this, of course, like boom. Like, of mm-hmm. course, Snoop Dogg would blossom in this. But his app is called Mary, M-E-R-R-Y, Jane. It has a lot. It's a tech startup. That's the first thing I want you to know because he's in the very beginning stages of it. Mm-hmm. It's a weed media site. It has a new section for stories on weed business, culture, health, and dispensary search. It has a dispensary search engine. Okay. You can buy flowers, meaning the buds. You can buy edibles and concentrates as well as topicals because a lot of people are using the CBD that you can extract from the marijuana as topical pain relievers. And Snoop is really, really trying to get us to understand that not only is it something to use because you want to be in a meditative state, but it's also something to use to help for health reasons. Oh, I love that. I didn't totally overlook that. Yes, not only for recreation, but there's medical reasons. And he's really tapping into the medical purposes of marijuana. So if you ever want to go into that, you of course, you know, that's Cali-based. Because if you want to purchase and so forth, it's Mary, M-E-R-R-Y, Jane, and the Snoop Dogg's Cannabis Media Tech Support startup site.
Nice.
My second app of the week is called Mass Roots. It's the largest cannabis social network. It's available for Android and iOS. You can search for weed-related content and local news. You can post pics, videos of your flowers, also known as whatever it is you're growing. Just know that you got to be responsible and know your laws in your states. It's also 420 related in regards to activities. You can find activities in your locations that you can go to and enjoy cannabis. You can rate and recommend strains as well. These are my app,
I love these.
My cannabis apps of the weeks. Of the week, of the weeks, guys. I'm sorry, I'm real jacked up right now. Maybe we shouldn't.
Jacked up.
Maybe I shouldn't do what I'm doing.
You're providing quite the information, so I think you're quite fine.
But my tongue is tied.
That's okay. That's fine.
Those are my apps of the week. Please check them out because I did, and I was quite entertained and enthused at the information that I was able to gather.
I'll add the highlight buttons for both the apps of the week, and I'll add the highlight buttons for the Instagram pages so that you guys don't have to go searching for them. They'll just be right there.
And you can click and go and do your research as well. And again, please like and please comment and please send us messages. We're here for you. Anything that, for
I'm
me,
here for
I'm here for you.
I'm not here for
I'm
you.
I'm here for you. Keisha?
I'm definitely not here for you, you guys.
Guys, I wish you would stop saying that because she really
I'm not.
She is.
Don't text me. Don't call me. Don't message me. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. I guess we're moving into
hot topic?
Yeah. You sound so down about it.
Well, I wasn't really happy with all the things that I came across within the last week or so.
I know, me too. I was like, slow news week, huh, guys?
Sorry. No, but also in terms of the things that are happening in our celebrities, the ones we love's lives, they're just like not anything positive.
No, life happens.
Well, there's positive, but like the negative is overshadowing in the moment. And
exactly.
Like,
life happens. They will be okay.
Hot topics. Hey.
No, we need better than that.
I'm just saying that's how I feel in regards to
well,
the news.
Let's pick it
initially
up.
Initially, it would be hot topics. Here we are to give you hot topics.
That's exactly what I needed to get to my point. Thank you so much. Okay, I'm not going to start with that because that's like, you know, the obvious one. I'm going to go to something really random, but still obvious and prominent. R. Kelly.
What did you read about him? I only came across one thing, and that was in correlation with Jacquees.
No.
So what did you bring up?
So he was, you know, I should...
You mean
it,
when he was
dumbass.
Targeted, there was a shooter at his...
Nope, not that one.
Ooh, bitch, what? What I miss? Because you know I'm in it. Though I don't watch it, I read it.
He was performing abroad, let's just say.
Abroad, guys. She's trying to get me drunk because
And he, I guess, came up with some lyrics. And he was basically asking the woman, do you have your card?
What do you mean?
Are you going to come back to America with me? Things like that.
So, like, going to other countries and looking for women who are looking for citizenship here, like, if you have a passport?
Kind of, that's what he was alluding to. I wish I could find the performance. I'll find it and put it up. But it was really odd because it was, you know, once again, R. Kelly. And then there was another one where he had a woman like take a towel and like wipe his tongue. Now, wipe your face. Okay, I understand. But why do you need, like, there's people who provide water bottles. And if you're thirsty or your tongue is feeling a little dry.
I wish you guys could see my face. Because you guys.
Yeah, because. Because
Tabitha, you can't be serious.
Yes, I'm dead serious. Why? First of all, he's fucking absolutely disgusting.
You feel that way.
No, it's a fact.
No, you feel that way.
So.
Clearly, other women don't because they're at his shows.
Well, they're clearly don't give a fuck about all of the young little girls who have talked about all
were
of the things
there?
That he's you couldn't be like,
were you there?
Oh my God, it's so disgusting to hear people say that. I mean, if it were one or two, fine, but after years and years and years and years and years and years, yeah, but that was
women.
once again that was at one time, and then everybody came at him at one time, and then of course a couple years ago.
Right now.
No, I'm not. Go pee. But so basically, you guys, oh my God, if y'all could see her prancing around in these boots because she thinks she's cute. And she is. It's just that she's like such a fucking
Oh, shut up, bitch.
And then she has to pee with the door open.
Yes, I'm scared of ghosts.
She's scared of the ghost. This is the shit that when you guys, guys and girls listen to this. This is the shit that you have to deal with when you have friends.
Ghosts are going to get me if I close the door.
I hope you guys can hear her yelling from the bathroom because that's what she's doing.
It's
the ghosts are going to get her. We are talking about a grown ass woman with two children, a husband.
Yep.
A whole home, all type of shit, and she's scared of ghosts and can't close the door when she uses the bathroom in my home.
Yeah.
So I have to be subjected to and she's over here, yep, like she finds no problem with any of this shit.
Not any at all,
man. Oh my God.
That's why I love you.
I guess this is what friendship is and what I signed up for when I signed up to be your friend.
You signed up for over 10 years.
I don't remember it being that long ago.
Okay.
Was it that long ago?
Yeah, bitch. We can't disclose our real ages, but it's more than 10 years. I can do it. Okay. So where are we? Darling.
You're back from the scary bathroom.
Yes, it was terrifying in there. Maybe if you didn't have that curtain there, I would be fine, but because you keep hiding it's like terrifying.
The window that's behind the curtain in your bathroom too.
The curtain for the shower. You got
so I'm
doors.
Hiding the shower?
Yeah, why? Because the thing's
why am I hiding
there.
The shower? Why do I have a shower curtain?
Yes.
Over the shower, like you have in your home.
But I don't have glass doors.
That's not my problem. That has nothing to do with me. What the fuck does a shower setup have to do with me?
I gotta see.
So you believe that there might be a man that's
going
to...
No, I never said a man. Why you said a man?
I'm trying to figure it out.
But why did you first say a man?
Because is somebody going to jump out and get you?
It might close the door and try to rough me up real quick.
Oh, you guys, R. Kelly, yeah, he's sick, and And yet, in my opinion, he needs help. He should probably be locked away. I'm trying to understand why.
You want him to be locked away?
Yeah, I'm trying to understand. Yes, I do. There are certain people, I don't think that black men should go to jail, most of them. But him, yes, he should be locked up.
I'm going to
throw away the key.
But these white men are not
and
locked up.
And I don't give a fuck.
But you want your
black I don't give a fuck, yes, because I want our black little girls to be protected.
You think like
Asians? Get your fucking foot away from me, bitch. I'm not going to tell you again.
It's like
yo, I swear to God, I'm going to punch you right in you. Guys, oh, man. We're going to have to get a video in here because if you see what I have to deal with, you talk about me. Talking about we need a camera for me. No, bitch, we need a camera for you. And it, girl, if you put your foot up in my face,
it's the 80s.
There is no nigga here. I don't know who you are. She in here turning tricks. Was she showing me what she can do? Putting her leg up behind her head. She over here trying to show me what she can do. Now, why the fuck would I need to know that she can put her leg up behind her head? If you don't get the fuck, I don't need a demonstration. Just verbal is good enough for me. Just say, you tried.
I did.
You try. You know what? Leave me alone, child. Leave me alone.
This is too many.
I'm going to say one more. It is. I hope you guys are enjoying this.
Please go on Instagram and follow
them. Oh, okay. I was going to say, what do you... I don't know. I was waiting for you to see what you was going to ask them to do while you over here showing me the tricks you could do. I don't know what type of tricks you might ask them to do. Okay. I'm going to do one more here, and then we're going to go over to... topic, if that's okay with you.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And then we can...
You want to go to mine?
Yeah, okay. I still have some more, but we're going to...
Yeah, go ahead.
Michelle Williams. Why are you laughing?
Because she was being a dumb bitch.
That's not nice.
Okay, Michelle, I apologize. You was being the most honorable person who was just trying to figure herself out during some rough stints. But when you go towards a person that is outside of your culture and your nationality and your ethnicity, and you know, you just got to understand that when they say certain shit, you got to cut them off. But you did that. But we all knew it. What took you so long, Michelle Williams, to understand that white man was not down for you or the cause or your people? You can't get with nobody that is not down for you and the cause,
Gina,
and the people. Especially when you are of American value. No, I don't know either. But it was just like, really? Like, I heard and I read and I saw a few things. And yes. I was just like, you have to absolutely be kidding me. Like, you're a black woman.
Oh, that's how you felt?
Yes. And you had the audacity to bring this man up here to show you and your people in a negative light based on his own misconceptions. Get the fuck out of here. Find another better one. I mean, I don't know. I guess that's what you like. So find another better one. One that understands your struggle. Don't ever go for the nigga that don't. Especially when they're outside of your own. No. And then when they're inside of your own, if they don't understand, get rid of them. Yes. That is my full thrown out
okay,
there.
Okay, well, sorry. That's why I was a little... Okay. I was going to say along those lines, like, what did you expect? But I wasn't going to say it like that.
Because not all white men are like that. And then it took for you to put your life out there for you to see his true colors. Like, you probably saw it already, but it didn't took for us to comment on the shit.
Well, I think they come few and far in between. I don't think all men are white men are like that, but I think they come few and far in between.
The ones that support and understand your struggle,
yes,
despite the fact that they have
really,
no idea.
Really, actually, in their heart of hearts, not like, oh, I'm gonna fuck this black bitch, so I quote unquote understand the struggle.
I don't want that. What's supposed to do with that?
It has your stuff in there.
Yeah, don't the other stuff? Because
it
all
does.
Tastes the same,
yeah,
today. I told you. This shit, I don't know what the fuck.
Anyways.
Niggas, I got some super sour diesel and it's super no-no. Okay? And my husband was like, that's sativa, baby. You're not going to like it. I was like, don't worry about it. I just need something. Now I understand. No, you sell that shit to somebody who want to function. I smoke this shit at night. I don't want to function. I don't want to think. I don't want to put plans together. No, I want to be comatose. Indica strain only.
I don't need comatose, but you know, whatever. What's your topics on the list?
Oh, guys, hot topics. Here's Steph Keisha is with the hot topics.
It's actually both of us, but go ahead.
Here's Steph Keisha is at Two Mary Jane's High End BK with the hot topics.
That wasn't good enough.
Suck my dick. Oh my gosh. So the very
that
first
was so
thing
rude.
I'm going to put out there is
you
Jacquees.
You hurt my feelings. First of all, his name is Jacquees.
Jacquees?
He's
more like
Christ.
A queef. Like a queef
just,
and Jacquees.
Oh, God. Continue with your story. Continue with your story.
You the one that wanted to correct
well,
me.
Well, because get his name right. Shit.
Jacquees.
You don't want nobody saying your name wrong.
Jacquees with the queef.
That's
queef.
Not his name, but I like Jacquees. So go ahead.
So, you know, he came out here the other day and he was like, yo, motherfuckers. He didn't say this, but he should have.
Did he say
he should have. He should have been like, yo, motherfuckers. I'm the motherfucking king of R&B right now on this shit.
Oh, is that what he said?
He did. He said he's the king of R&B.
Oh, I saw some little debate about it. But
Little, and the social media world, it has catapulted everyone.
Oh, I saw a little.
Including R. Kelly has responded.
Oh, God, disgusting. Please, you have been disqualified.
Everyone
sir.
Has.
When you started molesting little girls, you got
you
disqualified.
Were there?
There's not gonna be a million little girls that's gonna say it, girl. What's
were
wrong
you
with you? What's that's disgusting
were
to be
there?
To be like
you
really
judging?
Really
you judging
really.
Would you like somebody to judge
really?
You on your life
really
that you choose to do?
I want
that
for little girls to be protected.
So do
so
I.
What about the little girls?
I agree. No.
So that's what you're saying.
Was I
that
there?
Isn't, who gives a fuck?
I was not there.
That's so was
girl. They gotta prove it to me in these worlds. Don't walk away.
I am.
Come back. Come back, Keisha. Come back. Don't leave me, Keisha. She left me, guys. So, Jacquees was saying that he's the king of R&B, and everybody and their mama came out to let him know in terms of the old school R&B peeps that he was not. Many people are referencing Usher because they're saying if you're not on the platform of where Usher was at his highest plateau where he sold this many millions of records, then you shouldn't even be putting yourself in the game. I will tell you this about Jacquees. I like him. He could take anything and put his own spin on it. He makes me want to listen to him sing and he makes me want to listen to him rap. So therefore, in my opinion, no, he's not the king of R&B. He absolutely is not, but he's on his way of making it there because he puts a good feeling in his music in terms of making of whatever he's singing. It feels like he went through it, whether it's heartache or good times. I can feel it when he's singing. I can feel it when he's rapping, singing. I love it. I love it. I love it in all its entirety. So that was my first hot topic of the week, which was Jacquees, based on what Keisha told me, because I say Jacquees. My baby. In case you guys didn't know, Teyana Taylor's birthday.
Is definitely not the king of R&B. Just FYI. He just started, so you can't just start and be the king. But,
she wanted to walk out and come back real quick.
But he's cool, though. He's really talented. He's an amazing young man.
Hurry up!
And I really like him. But no, I have a question. You have a daughter.
I do.
So, you go to the police. Mm-hmm. And you tell them, some man molested your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And they tell you, well, were you there?
I wouldn't go to the police.
That's not what I asked you.
I wouldn't go
that
to the police.
That wasn't the question.
You can't put me there because I wouldn't go to the
okay.
police. I would go
you're
to the man.
You're incapable of I
and
understand.
Me and my husband
go on. What's your next
will
thing?
Wrap that man up and fuck him.
But were you
I
there? Why would you do that? Were you there? Him. How do you know he
you
did
know,
that?
No, my daughter said it.
Somehow the story just motherfucking changed.
She
you see that
lie.
Shit right there? So all of a sudden, all these little girls lie.
No, I don't know. I don't know what those little girls
that's
said.
What you insinuated
no,
when
they
you
do
said,
it?
Why did they do what?
Why did they go
why did they
it?
Go to see R. Kelly, who's a fucking star?
No. Why did they get involved with him on that level?
R. Kelly, again, who's a fucking... Like, that's like saying, why would I go to Meek Mill's house and go try to suck his dick? Because it's fucking Meek Mill.
Why you would just go suck his dick because
I wouldn't
Meek
just...
Mill?
Yeah, I would. Actually, let me be honest. Yes, I would. Let's not lie there.
Your boyfriend can't listen to this one.
My boyfriend can listen to this.
Tabitha. I'm not saying if I was in a relationship. I'm saying obviously if I was not. But that's not the point. The point is, yes, once you get starstruck or once you go up there, yes, we're all humans and da-da-da-da. You're acting like people don't have feelings, like these are not young girls who are like, oh my God, R. Kelly. Oh my God, Meek Mill. Oh my God, whoever it is that you like. You get in that motherfucking room or you get in that motherfucking backstage or whatever and it's like, oh, he wants me to do this. Oh, he wants me. Oh, and I just want to play. Da-da-da-da. So what do you mean? Like, it's not just
why?
Like that.
And are
what
you, do you mean? Do you lack in your own self?
Are you... Are,
yes, I just want to know why.
Somebody who did it for a regular... You did it for a regular nigga.
What do you mean? Because now I'm lost. We can go there. It's okay. We're recording. Where are we at? Because we got time. We got time. Come on. You got to pull the
you're
thing
being
out.
So... Like, you, that's not... It's not... It's not cool.
I'm
but
not
it's
cool
okay,
nothing.
Though.
I'm really asking you about
it's
a
not,
question.
It's
what do
not
you mean?
Cool. It's
what do you
not
mean?
Cool.
That's, I'm a very open...
And we're talking about, like... What like molesting mean? Young girls, and you're sitting up here like it's like nothing.
What do you mean?
Like nothing. Like when I told somebody when something like that happened to me, if I would have told them and they said, I wasn't there,
what
so
happened
I don't
to
I don't
you?
Know what you're talking about.
What happened to you?
I was definitely molested.
Let's just say that. I would believe you.
Let a motherfucker. Yeah, but that's not what you're saying right now. You're saying that
what
I was
you
there,
didn't
so I
go no you didn't go into that. You didn't willingly go into that.
Wait, what do you mean? Willingly go into.
Okay. So what I'm hearing in regards to R. Kelly is like these women, he comes in these young ladies, cuz I don't know if they're underage because I don't know.
You don't know if they're underage.
I haven't followed it to the extent that you may have where you know more detailed information than I do. I choose not to.
So then you shouldn't be having like such, like when you make, never mind, that's just my opinion.
Okay, so what I didn't want to do was to bring my own self into this, and now I have to for her to understand where my...
How can you make such
blanket
statements?
I'm about to tell you.
Molestation.
I'm about to.
And then say, oh, I know nothing about the... No information about it.
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you.
But they're lying.
No, I didn't say they were lying.
You might as well.
I never said that.
Were you there?
I never said that they were
lying.
You're
implying that they're lying.
I never
said
they were lying. I never, ever, ever said that.
And you're implying that.
So what I'm going to tell you is I was a young woman at an age of teenage years, 15, 16 years old, dealing with men who were way older than me. Mm-hmm. And I knew what I was doing. I knew what I was doing. I knew, so I would never now come at 30, 36.
You knew what
I'm
you were doing by
yeah.
saying what? You were
dealing
by with dealing an older man?
With these older men.
And that means what?
What do you mean?
That means it's okay?
No, it was. I never said it was okay.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying I knew what I was
what do you,
doing.
What does that mean?
I'm saying I knew what I was doing.
What does that mean? You're
saying
that to say what? What does that mean?
I
if it's not
saying
okay,
that to
then
say
what does it mean?
That those men do not
it means
need to
nothing.
Get in trouble because I knew what I was doing.
That's stupid and that's wrong.
I disagree.
Because they knew what you were doing.
Yes.
Because they're older than you, mm-hmm. and they took advantage of you.
And I
okay.
wanted it.
Okay.
I wanted it.
Next, what's your next topic?
Nicki Minaj's new boo allegedly must register as a sex offender.
I saw that. I was like, nope,
due to rape case.
Because
rape case
bitch,
in his teen years. He was 15. The
she
girl
said
was 16.
That. I saw her comments.
And
she commented on it.
Listen, she's not a dumb woman, and she did her research before she brought him out.
Well, it doesn't matter.
And she doesn't care.
Her brother molested a little girl, too, and she backed him up, so I don't think she really gives a fuck either way. Yeah, I said it, and I meant it. What? It's a fact. I'm not talking about...
And we're going to bring a video to you guys soon, so
well,
you can
I guess
see
I was,
my reactions
we
to Keisha
we
when she talks shit.
Right?
No.
You weren't there for that either, right?
I was a worthless child.
Girl, it doesn't matter. You could have been throwing your pussy out in the streets. Yes, legs wide open, up in the bed. Come fuck me right now, daddy. Because clearly you have a daddy complex. If you think that it's okay for motherfuckers that are, yeah. You do. If you think that it's okay for motherfuckers.
I never said it was okay.
Yes, you did.
I never said it was okay.
Just like you implied.
You cannot say based on implication.
All right.
I never said it was okay.
He should be making money when he shouldn't. He should be locked away under the jail cell somewhere.
Who? Who should be? Kelly.
I know, because you weren't there. Who knows? Just who knows? Fuck out of here.
That's not how I feel, guys. She's
insinuating. That's exactly how. No, I'm not insinuating shit. Oh, like you insinuated. Like, you're let these little girls, all of these little girls out of all these years are motherfucking lying. Get the fuck out of here, girl. Are you crazy?
You're insinuating.
Are you insane?
You're insinuating.
Just like you insinuated, right?
Where did I insinuate?
You insinuated that the little girls were lying.
I never said. No, I never did.
Were we there?
No.
Were you there? You don't know. You weren't there to see, and why would they all go into his room, and why would they all go?
I never said none of that.
That's what I never said.
I didn't say any of those things, guys. This is what they do in America.
Why would they go there? Why would they be around him? I don't understand.
I never said
that. And then he said, because I know I wanted it, so they must have wanted it.
I never said that.
That's exactly what you said. We can roll the tape back.
I never said
that. Because it's recorded.
We can.
And we will later. But for now.
I never said that. I never said
that. Oh, that's so sad that you said you're not recording.
I never said that.
You see what you did?
We can rewind. I never said any of those. I told you my story.
Are you guys hearing this?
I told you my story.
Are you guys hearing this?
I told you my story.
That's why you should tune in every week to get this shit. Because this is what I have to deal with. A piece of your story.
I love
it. Mm-hmm. Was it good?
It was. My tongue was so dry. And then when I put the ice in my mouth, it was like moistened.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right.
It was a mmm.
It sounded like it. It sounded like it. That's why I had to ask. What's your next topic? Don't get sidetracked. You got two. You gotta do two.
Cardi B and no.
No, that's the last.
Before I go to Cardi B, I want to go to Santoya Brown.
That's the last.
She was convicted at 16 years old of murdering her man.
Ooh.
She was sold into sex trafficking, and she was picked up by this man, and she said she felt like he was going to murder her, so she murdered him at 16.
Almost
it gave her damn near a life sentence. She appealed it, and they decided, the U.S. Supreme Court, that she must serve a minimum of 51 years for what she did, because the prosecutor painted her as somebody who wanted to murder the man for his money. At 16 years old, being sold as a sex slave.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand.
You feel bad for her?
I'm fucking livid.
You feel bad for her?
Because if it was a little
but how do you white, know? You weren't there.
Blonde girl.
You weren't there. How do you know she came right on for his money? You weren't there. That's
she was
16
years old, sold into sex slave.
Yeah, and some of these girls are 16
she
years
was
old.
16
R. Kelly,
years
R. Kelly
old,
dated
Aaliyah,
and she was 17.
Slaver.
R. Kelly dated Aaliyah, she was 17.
What
was
the age of consent in the state that they were dating?
Who gives a fuck what the age of consent is? Bitch, are you... Yo, don't do that.
You both
the age of consent...
My-
oh. Oh, so you think there's a difference here. You think there's a difference.
What do you mean? What is the age of consent in New York? What is the age of consent in New York?
Why does that matter to
just
you?
Just answer my question. What is the age of
is
consent?
That
I want to have
it
a conversation.
Because
we live in New York.
In some states,
what is,
isn't it like 15 or something?
What is the age of consent in New York? I do. And
what
it's
is
17.
It? Okay, well, that's gross to me too. But what's your point?
Yeah.
It's not old enough.
I don't disagree.
Is that old enough?
I don't disagree.
Okay, so what's your point?
Is that a young woman will make the decisions she wants in her life.
Okay, so how do you know that little girl can go kill
the I don't know anything. I can only tell you my
exactly.
experience.
You don't know.
I can only tell you my experience.
But you see how you don't like it now?
No, it's not that I dislike anything. I
yes,
can
you
only
do,
tell
you said
you
you're
my
fucking
experience.
Livid, but you're not fucking livid for the little girls that are out here talking about this motherfucker trapped me downstairs in this thing and fucked me.
I didn't hear any of that. I don't know that. And I told you that.
Fuck
I haven't
out of
paid
here.
Attention
what
to
are you
it.
Talking about?
Enough
that makes
to
no
know
sense.
What you know.
So then you cannot
that.
Say shit like,
I didn't.
Were
I just
you
told
there?
You my opinion.
But you said, were you there?
I
do you know what
that
means?
No. What does it mean? What
it means like, bitch, were you there? How do you know that happened?
That's how
exactly
you feel.
So what did
that's
you
how
mean
you
by
all
what
I asked was, were you
okay,
there?
Okay, what did you mean by that?
Were you there?
What does that mean?
Were you there?
No, but you gotta explain. Why would you ask me that?
I didn't ask that.
Oh, because that's what it means. Bitch, were you there? Did that happen? How do you know?
I didn't say that. That's I never said any of that.
You don't gotta say it. You implied.
No, you insinuated it like you told me. No, you were taking it as such. I did not say any of those things.
Well, you won't tell us otherwise.
Next.
You won't tell us otherwise. Next. You won't prove me wrong.
Next.
Exactly. You're right. Let's go to the next one. Yeah. Because you won't prove me wrong.
Okay.
Black ink. Okay, so I really want to know what you feel about this.
What?
Sky and, because you did see the ending part. And Caesar. Caesar going crazy and calling Sky a bitch and everything, saying, yeah, bitch, get out of here. You're fired.
That was him emotionally responding to a woman wanting to do better and maybe outside of what he's doing, what he deems as better.
I wish I had my thing. I'm going to go take a picture of it. Go ahead.
So,
how? Oh, wait. You're right. How? I told her to go ahead, guys. Like, she could keep talking while I come in here and take this picture because I want to read this thing that I posted because I really do. I need some answers. I just don't understand sometimes. Oh, it's just taking so long. Okay. I knew I wouldn't get too many people to respond to it because it's a really hard question. But, oh, nice. It still kept going. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. A black man responding to his emotions, you said? And how he felt because she was leaving or...
Not necessarily leaving. I feel like sometimes men who are insecure, when you see somebody who you deem lower than you, trying to better themselves, you then want to undermine what work they're putting into themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with Sky, he didn't expect it because he didn't think she wanted more. And when she showed that in regards to her moving forward with building herself, he reacted in a negative manner because he felt like, one, maybe she helped him a lot in his own world, and two, if he loses her, then can he go any further? But then I don't know, this is just my thoughts.
So why is it this I'm gonna use these words or wording for a reason, but why is it that, like, this black woman has held you down, helped you, done all this shit. Literally, yes, you've been there for her. Like you said, they showed all of the shit that, you know, he was there for her when this happened and that happened. He definitely was there for her. And she wouldn't be on the show if it weren't for him and all this great, wonderful things. That's very true.
That she can't move forward in her life.
When is she expected to? I guess is my question. When is she supposed to? Never. He said, I'm the boss. He said, I'm in charge of this. He said, like, there's so many things that reflect, again, like you said, his ego. And, like, okay, great. But, at the end of the day, which I'm sure they'll get over it in the next episode or two. But that's your sister. Like, why wasn't it an immediate, like, oh my goodness, I'm so proud of you.
No, you wanted
the only thing is, we got to figure out how you're going to be here and be there because I still want you here.
No, we only talk to bring each other down. Not that's bullshit. Each other. It's not.
No, it is only because I feel like Caesar at this point knows better than that because he's reflected that on other things. When it comes time to other people's shit, then he's able to do this, this, and this. But, but now that it's his shit, we're almost done. I just think it's so selfish and it's unfortunate. Okay, I won't do that one.
No,
so,
it really was. But because I can see both sides of things, it's just his own personal feelings towards it. I'm tired of guys being so fucking selfish in every fucking thing. But that's all you know. How can you do better?
You with this, that's all you know. Okay. So Cardi B and Offset.
Cardi B knew who she was marrying prior to marrying him, and so where we are right now is just a direct reflection. Does that mean he loves her any less? No. They just needed to just enjoy each other and the fame a little bit before they decided to go into the marriage world, even though there was a baby on the way. But he did it because he didn't want to lose her, even though he knew he wasn't really fully ready to commit. It doesn't make it right, but...
Oh, I thought they did it as like a scheme.
Like, I initially did at first too, but
then of course it started like you know, an arranged marriage type of thing. Like, mm-hmm. you know, initially it's like, oh, I don't want to do this, and then eventually it's like you end up loving the person mm-hmm. and figuring it out. Mm-hmm. That's what I felt like they were doing. Like,
no, oh, I felt like they were into each other. I felt like they were into each other. I just felt like they were still young and caught up in the fame and the money and the sex and mm-hmm. the power, and like, he was not ready. She wasn't even ready, but it was just a fantasy of what it was. Okay. Yes, everybody wants the fantasy, and then when the real work comes, they're just like, oh, you cheated twice. I gotta go now. No, when you say through sickness and through health, till death do us part, there's lots of things you gotta deal with.
Maybe you're right about Cardi, but I don't think he wanted to be married. I don't think because before he got married, there was shit in the middle of, like, right, that's the whole reason that he proposed to her, because he got caught cheating, and then after that he got caught cheating, and then he got caught cheating again, and then he got caught cheating. So you weren't really ready to get married at all. You just did it because you wanted to put on this display and do all this shit, and then
I disagree.
Not do any part. Yeah, well, he didn't do any part of the work. Mm-hmm. So what part did you actually want to be married? The who? Flesh?
Yes. Have you never cheated on anybody you've been with?
It's just so cliche. I've never been married and cheated on anybody.
Okay,
no.
Okay, so
because I'm
married and I don't cheat, but I have an understanding in my marriage.
Well, that's different. That's not cheating. That's not cheating. And I might not like it. I might hate every piece and bit of it. I really do. It fucking boils everything in me, but it's not cheating though, because you have an understanding, so that ain't cheating. That's different from, I don't think they said that. I think Cardi thought that she would get married and say she's cool with bitches, she likes bitches, she wants to fuck bitches, so we'll do everything together, and that's not what happened. He went and fucked some other bitches without her, and now she ain't happy about it.
I think society has.
And then Cuban Doll, which is another rapper, like a, and a, not like that, but like a C, B level rapper. I'm gonna go fucking have a threesome with this bitch and some next bitch. Get the fuck out of here. Nah, that's another thing. Like, I'm so against cheating, but at the very least, if you are gonna cheat on me, it better be some motherfucking Nikki. It better be, I don't know. Who else is it out there? Because it can't say Remy. She's married. It better be maybe Cash Doll. Mm-hmm. Like, somewhere along those lines. Cuban Doll. This bitch, if you watch her interviews, because I'm, you know, into that type of shit. This bitch is, get out of here. She can barely fucking, well, he can too, barely hold a conversation. So, I guess that's not far-fetched. But, yeah. Good.
I am not a lover of anyone who will take advantage of children. I did not research R. Kelly enough to understand what exactly is going on, and I will do so from this point forward so that I can make informed discussions in regards to any topic that we discuss. I went purely off of emotion and my own experience in my youth in regards to the things that I would do. I also want you guys to know I'm here for you. This is Two Mary Janes, Hi MBK Podcast. I want you guys to go to our Instagram page. I want you to like, to follow us. I want you to leave comments on any platform that you listen to us on. Leave comments, leave us messages. Let us know what you want to hear. I am Steph Keisha. Great day, dear people.
I'm Keisha. See you soon. We out, niggas.
Bye.